Chapter 1. Pirate Kid's Treasure. A few miles from Boston in New England, there is a deep bay. It is called Charles Bay, and it goes many miles into the land. At the very end of Charles Bay, there is a dark swamp covered with thick trees. On one side of the swamp, there is a beautiful dark forest. On the other side, there is a high cliff. On the top of the cliff, there are a few large old trees. According to some old stories, there is treasure on this cliff, buried by a pirate called William Kidd. The stories say that it is hidden near one of the big trees. Kidd liked the spot because it was easy to bring the treasure in through the bay. No one lived near there, so he could hide his treasure in secret. High on the cliff, he could see all around to make sure no one was coming close. And the big old trees would make it easy to find his treasure again later. The old stories add that the devil was watching when the money was hidden. They say that now he guards it, but we all know this anyway. The devil always watches buried treasure, especially when it is stolen money hidden by an evil person. Kidd never came back to dig up his treasure. He was caught in Boston soon after and sent to England to be hanged for being a pirate. In 1727, many years later, New England was going through a hard time. The economy was doing badly, and many people were struggling. It was a difficult time for all. At this time, a man named Tom Walker lived near the cliff where Kidd's treasure was buried. Tom Walker was a thin, miserly fellow. His wife was as miserly as he was. They were so miserly that they even cheated each other. The woman hid everything she could. She would steal anything with any value. If a chicken made a sound, she checked for eggs. If she found one, she would hide it. Her husband wasn't any better. He was always trying to find her secret hiding places. Tom Walker and his wife fought all the time. They argued about things that they should have shared. The miserly couple lived in a sad-looking house far from anyone. Even the house looked like it was unhappy. Beside the house, there were a few thin trees. No visitors ever came to the house. No travelers stopped at its door. A sad-looking horse walked slowly in the field. It was so thin that its bones were pushing through its skin. There was almost no grass for it to eat. There were very few plants, and they were all yellow and sad-looking. Sometimes the horse would lean its head over the fence and look sadly at people walking by. It seemed to beg for food and freedom.